This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We had the thank yous yesterday, right? We heard thank yous from all the guys. And so Tyler Hero, I just love the Tyler Hero. Yeah, this is where I was and stuff. He might as well just rip Bam while he was doing it. But Bam, you know what? You're really, as you saw in the DM. But no, it was love and kisses and hugs and thank yous. And you started my career, and I'm going back home and everything else. And so here we go. And speaking of that, I see DeMar DeRozan, who I've always liked a lot. He's 36 years old now. He's been out in Sacramento. And listen, the guy's had himself from Chicago to Sacramento. He's had himself in Toronto, had himself a nice career. And even at 36, averaged about 18 and a half points. I'd love to get him. Woody, I don't know how you feel about this, but
we were just joking back here. He's one of those guys that seem to get mentioned with the Heat like every single time.
What's that?
Him and Bradley Beal.
Oh,
and this guy.
See, yeah. I'm over Bradley Beal. We tried to get him in his prime, and he wanted him, and we were concerned about injuries then.
Well, these are the kind of guys you're going to have to get now, right, to kind of fill
this
roster
in. No.
So.
You got to get a guy that's willing to come here on the cheap right now, man.
But yesterday was a good day, man. See everyone kind of take the, you know, nice exits. And
oh, no, you're not going to get anybody blasting anybody.
No.
See, they even train guys when you play for them, like, you know, chemistry is important, culture, so those guys going out the door.
I don't have any bad feelings towards Tyler Hero.
I don't either. Actually,
No bad feelings towards
him. You know what?
He
just got – a terrible look and way he does his social media, I think.
Yeah,
all very, that stuff's very familiar, immature. But
he never dogged it here. He played hard.
I agree. I totally agree.
Injury's not his fault, obviously.
And by the way, he ended up being a nice, solid first-round pick.
Yep. Not a personality problem.
Nope.
Nothing like
played,
that.
Played.
So.
And listen, I always say this. A lot of radio talk show hosts don't. Look at, man, nobody trying to get hurt. And I get we treat them when you get injured like you're a bum and, you know, you're a bad. Nobody tries to get hurt. No, nobody's out there going, let me get hurt so I can piss our fan base off and as a high pick, and nobody does that. I've had guys I played with, and it's crushing, man. When I don't care what anybody says, you're on the sideline, your team's losing, and you know, and you feel like, damn, if I was playing, you know, I'm a big part of this. I'm a number one or two option, and well, you're not a number one or two option if you can't play, man. There's only one thing worse than bad play is no play. And no play is being injured, but I agree. Tyler Hero has not been a bad guy. He's taken a pretty good beating down here for things. We've killed him for his defense. And to be honest, as bad as his defense is, and everybody nationally beats on him, I see a lot of other guys. James Harden exactly covering anybody either. And they're talking about getting him another extension and everything else in Cleveland. By the way, he might be the one that keeps LeBron from going from going back home to Cleveland. Hey, James Harden just got a 3-year extension. I'm out. I just changed my mind. I just don't think you can win.
Well, I don't know where James Harden falls on that whole, like, you know, the fraternity of guys. You know, I don't know if he's cool
not.
With everyone. Like,
I don't
he seems
think
to be
is.
A little bit of an outsider, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's worried about being, you know, we used to talk about the Clicks and D-Wade and LeBron and, you know, they take the boat and who was on the boat. Remember, we had fun with that. Mm-hmm. Who's on the vacation boat and all that stuff.
Well, that's why the Golden State thing makes so much sense, right? Because, you know, LeBron wants to play with his buddies. at the end of the run.
But I don't think Steph's been one of those guys till recent years, because I remember LeBron and Steph, when they were getting compared to each other, I don't think LeBron was real big on that.
Well, they had some great games against each other.
They did.
Those finals, I mean,
I think finally when they played together and Steph took over the Olympics and was hitting those shots from downtown, and I just felt like that kind of like, all right, man, I've seen you. I get it. You are legit. But I don't think Steph Curry's one of those big bonding guys. I think everybody likes Steph Curry. I think Draymond, every guy to ever play with him loves playing with him. You know, you never hear somebody leave and go, man, playing with Steph Curry really sucked, right? Isn't he one of those guys you never hear anything bad about?
No. Why would you, though, right?
Like, even Kevin Durant never really say anything bad about Steph Curry. Now, Draymond drives everybody nuts.
Draymond takes cheap shots.
He might punch you or he'll rip you if he thinks you take a shot you shouldn't, although you never know that. Listen to his podcast. But anyway, it is very, very interesting to see, but everybody seems to think that LeBron is headed back home to Akron/Cleveland. To finish this thing out. But hey, man, start looking. Are you with me on DeMar DeRozan of the guys, Gary Trent Jones or Bradley Beal or DeMar DeRozan? The problem is DeMar ready? He's made a lot of money. He's made himself hundreds of millions of dollars. DeMar's played a long time. Not a 3-point shooter, but a real good mid-range shooter. Got a nice little game. Can still play. I wouldn't mind getting him, man. I would love to see him. But I wonder if Riley, because I started cracking up when you said that this morning. We've had this Bradley Beal crush around here forever. When he was Washington, going for 30, 31, 25, he had some big, big years there. And we were trying to get him, man. It was no secret. We were trying to get ourselves some Bradley Beal. And now here we are coming off 6 games, an 8.2 average at 32 years old. Clippers. And the Suns couldn't wait to get rid of him. They were paying him money to leave. And we're going, hey, now we're getting you on the cheap, right? Everybody else has paid you a lot of money, man. So we'd like to get you down here. So to fill up everything that we need to get. But, hey, man, this thing, Giannis, Bam, Wiggins, Portis, Timmy Hardaway Jr., Davion Mitchell, who, by the way, people love playing with because his ass plays both ways and he gets after you. Pella Larson. I got to ask you a question. You know the guy can't figure out. He's got some things you can't teach, size. Nikola Jovic, 6'10", now 23 years old. He got the nice contract, by the way. I'm not saying it's breaking the bank, but it's nice money. I don't know about you, Woody, but what, 15, 16 is not cheap money a year, 15, 16 million. He teased us a couple years ago. I think he averaged like 10 points a game. He's got some skill set, obviously. We took him in the first round, Serbian. He's now 20. Does the light – is it possible that the light can come on as – you haven't figured it out for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, it's, well, he's a young guy. He was a teenager. He's this and that. And now you're like, hey, man, we're paying you grown-ass money. No more immature stuff. Like, you're getting paid – really good money. You are now set. When this guaranteed contract, if you never played again, you got yourself a nice little comfortable life. Probably going to get another one, though, right? But I'm not sure what to think, man. He talks, and he's got a lot of growing up to do. He did the Duncan Robinson, and I talked to Duncan, and he explained to me that he went through all this stuff and at the end of the bench, and I don't know why and all that stuff, and Spo calls him out. This is the last thing I remember Spo talking about. Is going, hey, dude, you got to grow up. You got to grow up, be accountable, and get better. And I just wonder, does the light go on? Do you finally, you know?
Well, they need are role players at this point, man.
That's all. Right? But like, look, we can't just play 5 guys, to your point, yes. We got to have some guys. We got to get some production off the bench. We got some older guys playing, you know. Last thing you want, Giannis playing big minutes every game. So anyway, I am really curious to see if we can get anything out of this guy. I mean, we can't just give him a hall pass and go, you know, as our 10th guy or, you know, 11th guy and sit at the end of the bench. Don't we need to get something out of him? They didn't pay him that kind of money to put him at the end of the bench. I go by money, man. Money tells me everything. When you give a guy a second contract on potential of what he's going to be, I'm guessing they didn't give him, was it $62 million sound right, guys? 62 for four? I don't think they gave him. And again, that's not NBA breaking you money, but we're paying him some money to get something out of him. And this is a big one. Why we're going to have the Giannis thing, and we should, and Giannis is going to be the lead dog, and Bam playing next to him, and I think we got a pretty good idea what you get from Wiggins. I'm not worried about Bobby Portis, whether he's coming off the bench or he ends up getting some starts. You got a pretty good feel for the rest of those guys. And then even Pella Larsen off his year last year. I like Pella. Nobody's talking about him, but I think Pella Larsen, want to talk about a second-round pick that got a lot better. That guy, he plays kind of the heat way. He can hit shots. He dives all over the floor. He plays hard. He'll do the dirty work. And then you look as you go down, and there's a guy that, I mean, you can't hide. You're 6'10". You got a second nice little contract. So I'm just curious to see what happens with Nikola Jovic going forward. Is he down there grinding right now? Is he putting in the time? Is he working with somebody and finding out? Did he go and get a list of things you need to work on? Are you taking care of your body and all those things? Because, man, if you're 23 years old, there's a lot more money to be made. Your career's not over at 26, 27 when the contract's up. You got a chance to get another big boy. So anyway, bigger, actually.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The league really did think the Spurs were going to win.
How so?
All the colors of the final swag is black and gray, or black and silver.
That's how it works?
No, that's why we think it. That's why Knicks fans are like, oh, you really thought the Spurs were going to win, because everybody else's swag is the team colors.
Is it? I remember the Heat's was just generic white.
The last five of them NBA Finals winners, their swag was their colors.
I have somewhere in a box a Minnesota Vikings NFC Champions 1998 shirt.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
Because they print out both teams.
Damn. They didn't send it to Ethiopia?
And they were in the locker room. No, they were in the locker room.
Wow.
Oh.
You realize how far that game went before people realized that
it was really going to happen.
Minnesota lost.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Right.
Cool Boy Curry says, Tobin, you heard about the Hero tweet. I don't know if he's referring to the stuff we talked about last week. I've not heard about a tweet from Tyler Hero. I would imagine he has to put his thumbs away after what happened on Friday. But no, if you're referring to something else, Cool Boy Curry, let me know in the chat. But I have not heard about that. I am watching Giannis currently. He's on with a streamer named Neon in Greece with his brother Alex Antetokounmpo. And
that's the third one, right?
He's the young one. Yeah, he's not the one who's been on. I don't think he's been the one on NBA roster.
Shout out to Riles, man. I give him a shout out for this. I'm not taking your brothers.
Well, that's what we've heard. We don't know that that's the case.
I'm not.
They still
your
have
brothers.
Three roster spots.
I'm not taking your brothers.
That's what's been kicked around. I've seen that, but we don't know that to be sure. I mean, like, listen, Giannis could sit there at the presser and he goes, we'll see how Riley's feeling at that point. So, don't know. Imagine if Riley has to take on Thanesis and Bronny.
You know what sucks though. Here's what sucks about that. A lot of times, we make the assumption that players are demanding that. When in fact, an organization will do that to get the favor of the star.
Yeah, I think the Heat did that with Zoran. Like when the Heat brought in Goran Dragic, I think they also traded for Zoran to kind of get Gogi to feel good. And then as soon as they signed the extension, they said, see you, Zoki.
Right. I mean,
this has been going on for years.
For sure.
Yeah, right.
Dennis Rodman, Jack Haley. Like, why is Jack Haley on the Bulls roster?
I mean, dude, listen.
You had somebody to watch him.
In reality, it's the 15th person on your roster. Who cares? Like, that was always my argument. People would be like this with
you,
Donis.
You argue with me all the time when I was talking about UD.
Yeah, no, I'd be like, who cares? It's like, he never plays. Let Udonis Haslem be on the team. Who cares? Like, why is this an issue? And, like, we're going to be sitting here arguing because Dennis Smith Jr. becomes a free agent in February. It's like, who cares? You know, dude, like, it just let, if let me tell you something. If the Heat did have to have Thanesis Antetokounmpo, let me just say this right now. I'm good with it. I don't care. Bring Thanesis. Bring all the Antetokounmpos. I'm cool, baby. I don't mind.
We make
I'm happy for him. It's been
Miami
a long
Heat
time.
And the Antetokounmpos.
Yeah. If you wanted to have an Antetokounmpo on the roster, I'm not. It's not beneath me. I'm for it.
I'm happy today, man. For you.
Thank you.
You came in with a lot. There was a different strut with your step today, man.
It's a good day.
It is. Well, you were smiling.
Marlins playing good.
Marlins.
The Giannis trade.
I watched.
You're over Bob. It's getting good.
I'm trying.
Oh,
I'm trying.
You hit a spot.
I'm trying.
You hit a spot.
It made me sad. I watched his press conference this week.
Just,
it made me sad.
He just hit me in my bicep.
Oh, yeah. But the one thing that I am excited about this. I'm not like. And whatever happens with LeBron thing, it happens. I think he's going to Cleveland, but whatever.
Or Golden State.
I think that's the best fit. For I heard Dave Hyde saying that the Heat are the best fit and then Cleveland and Golden State. And I'm like, you're out of your mind. Like, to have three guys who do very similar things is not a good thing.
That's
a tough thing.
I don't think the Cleveland thing is an awesome fit for him just because – what the problem with the argument for LeBron in Miami over Cleveland, for me, it's more of, people always focus on the offense. It's defense. Like, LeBron James is 40, going to be 42 years old in the middle of the season.
Yeah, but he got,
you can't have two Olay twins next to him. Like, do you know how much pressure that's going to put on him defensively?
No, you got Mobley and Allen.
Yeah, but I'm talking about perimeter defense around it. Like, the thing with the Heat is if he were to come here, you literally would have like four piranhas around him, and LeBron basically is going to be able to facilitate and coast. Yes, there are some spacing issues. That would be a part of it for sure. But
now we're going
to be honest with you,
90s, baby.
But to be honest with you, that's going to be, you know, that's probably going to be a thing with the Heat anyway.
Let's go.
Like, whether the
90s.
Heat have LeBron or don't have LeBron, they're going to probably have some 3-point shooting issues.
Let's go 80-75 finals, man. Let's go. I want 90s basketball back.
Yeah, but just the way basketball is played, like, you have two choices, right? You know you're going to have scoring, and LeBron can just do basically what he wants on the basketball court. Is not going to be that much pressure on either side, maybe a little more in defense, but not to score like he did with the Lakers at 40-plus.
Yeah, but there's also a question of how much does he – you know, like LeBron keeps talking about happiness, and I don't think LeBron James wants to sit here watching James Harden just dribble my like head off.
If you're talking about happiness, I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't know what the situation is between him and Dan Gilbert. Like, he could justify going the first time, right? He could justify by saying, I'm going, you know, to get but for a guy that said some of those things about
Leroy,
you,
he got over it the first time.
Have to give him a deal, huh?
He got over it the first time.
Yeah, but he could justify saying, "I'm doing this for Cleveland." If he's talking about right now, I want to be happy. Like, to go back, you see what I'm saying?
Fam, I'm going to take a retirement tour. If I go back to the team, my hometown team that drafted me, it's like a three-part Return of the King type of situation. I'm going to be beloved.
Yeah, except this part has, you have James Harden on your team, so it's not going to have a happy ending.
Time out. Here's the problem with that. Everybody keeps on saying they got James Harden. James Harden's a free agent right now.
Yeah, but come on.
I don't think James, if LeBron goes back to Cleveland, James Harden's going to, I don't think James Harden's returning back to Cleveland. I think they're cool, though. I don't know. We saw how it ended. We saw how Russell and LeBron mesh up. How he's it worked be, out in he's, LA. He's wasn't
gonna,
that great.
He's going to get LeBron side eye by the time we get to Thanksgiving.
I don't think James Harden. I think LeBron signs with the Cavs.
Like, you remember what LeBron James did?
Harden's not there.
Yeah, you remember what LeBron James did to Gabe Vincent by the end? Like, he was given like the side eye hit. Like, you just knew it was over for Gabe Vincent. You're just like, it's not a marriage that's going to work. It's just not. And I just think for Cleveland, if that is the case, if they get rid of James Harden, then yeah, it's a different story. I think that's a team
that's a free agent.
I think that team will work. Yeah, he's a free agent, but that's always like wink, wink, you know.
But
like,
it's only wink, wink if there's no LeBron.
So you
if,
think that we're gonna have one where he's sitting in China and he goes, Kobe Altman is a liar?
I mean, I could see Kobe Altman saying, "You did get caught with a gun in Houston a couple of weeks ago."
I didn't realize we were signing Ja Morant.
I can't trust you with this championship contending team.
But what sucks about situations like that is a lot of times the team will say, "Hey, just opt out, we'll take care of you." So it's more to that story than just giving up 20 plus million.
So what was the reaction? I was on an airplane flying to Zurich when the Giannis news broke. So that was a Monday night, I guess, right? Because I left Monday afternoon. So everyone on the plane is essentially sleeping because they're trying to prepare for the 6-hour time difference. I can't sleep on a plane. And so the Giannis news breaks. So then you guys come on and do the show Tuesday. I'm guessing it's Zach Gelb who was filling in.
Yep. Gelb was in. Crowder was here that day. Jimmy and myself.
So what was the reaction when you come on the air Tuesday and you know now that Giannis is coming to the Heat? What is the reaction? Do people think that Giannis, Bam, Bobby Portis, we didn't know Tim Hardaway Jr. at that point. We still don't know what's going to happen. LeBron was still, you know, going to return to LA at that point or whatever. But like, where in the East was everyone's opinion of where the Heat will be?
Well, Hawk, as you can imagine, I took a very measured approach to the entire situation. I think the initial reaction was, wow, Pat Riley did it again. There was a faction of Heat fans who felt like the Miami Heat gave up too much, but you knew that was going to happen, right? That was going back to the trade deadline. A lot of people didn't want to go through with that type of a deal. I think nationally, the reaction was, this obviously makes the Miami Heat interesting again. It makes them serious in the East again, but there's still a lot of questions about what they're going to surround Giannis and Bam with. So everybody was kind of pumping the brakes on, oh, they're the favorites in the East, or oh, they're going to contend in the East. We got to see what they're going to put around them. AKA, everybody's basically saying they don't have shooters. They need shooters on that team.
Well, let's say that they can't add any big piece. Let's say we know that DeMar DeRozan now is a free agent. He can go wherever he wants. Let's say they don't get a DeMar DeRozan. Let's say they're kind of constituted, and they don't get LeBron. Let's say they're kind of constituted as what they are right now. Right? So you got Andrew Wiggins still, correct?
Andrew Wiggins, as it stands right now, that contract could still be traded with the way that the extension was worked out. But yes, currently, Andrew Wiggins is on the team.
So what's your starting five?
Davion, probably. Tim Hardaway Jr. or Pella Larsson at the two. Andrew Wiggins. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Bam Adebayo.
So where are they, in your opinion, in the East? As constituted like that, where are they?
If you're asking me, are they going to be a top four seed in the East? I would say I could 100% see that happening. If Giannis is healthy, I think they could be a one seed in the East. I think they could be the four seed. They should have home court advantage, Hawk. Like, that to me should be the absolute bar. But the reality is, this is a team that we probably won't judge based on how they do in the regular season, the same way we didn't judge the New York Knicks, how they performed in the regular season this year. We're going to judge them based on how they compete in the playoffs. And I think when you have a healthy Giannis and Bam in the playoffs, good luck. Like, good luck figuring out how to score on those two teams.
We saw a healthy Giannis in the playoffs. Yep. We were the victims of a healthy Giannis in the playoffs. Like, and I don't think, like, I know a lot of people, the you know, inclination was because of what happened last season in Milwaukee, Giannis is old, he's injured. I don't see that. I think last year was an aberration. And by the way, he wanted to play at the end of the season. They weren't letting him play. I was asking Solana, like, where do you see the Heat in the pantheon of the East? Now we know, like, the East is completely different now. We know that New York is New York, but Kawhi is now in Toronto again. We don't know what Washington is going to be with Trey and Anthony Davis, the number one pick. Like, there's a lot of question marks in the East, but man, I look at the Heat roster, even if they don't add a DeMar DeRozan, I look at the Heat roster and I go, you give me a healthy Bam and a healthy Giannis. And one thing about Bam and Giannis, they like to play. They're not load management guys.
Yes.
So I'm excited about this roster.
I'm not scared of the Wizards. I'm not going to lie. New York is New York. You got to respect the champs, Hawk. Like, it is what it is. Kawhi is going to play 40 games max. Like, I don't know if that's going to do it. But the Heat should be what I'd say number three. The 76ers are scary. If Joel can stay healthy and Jaylen Brown's there, like, we know – Solana, you roll your eyes. If they are healthy on the court together, that is an amazing roster they have put together in Philadelphia.
Yeah, nobody's arguing that, 100%. But if Joel Embiid can stay healthy, I take such a big issue with people opining that Giannis Antetokounmpo isn't going to be able to stay healthy, and he's entering, you know, the back end of his career at 31 years old because of two seasons where he had some calf injuries, which, by the way, I think, like, those are fair concerns. Can he play a full season and not get another calf injury? I hope so, because, you know, what the Miami Heat just traded for him, you're banking on that. But now all of a sudden everybody's like, yeah, but what about the 76ers if Joel Embiid stays healthy? 76ers. That's the biggest if maybe in the history of sports.
But other than that, they have a on paper, as they say, they have some dogs. Now, if we add Bradley Beal, we got something going.
I mean, this Bradley Beal, I mean, how many years are we going to have this conversation about Bradley bleeping Beal?
2026 is the year, Hawk.
2026, Hawk. I know last year he was injured. The year before that, Hawk, 32 minutes a game, 17 points, 37% from three and four, 17, 4 and 4. Hawk, we got something.
What are you ooing?
Those are some good box score numbers, Cotter. Read them to me, baby.
How many years have we had a Bradley Beal conversation? 10?
8 years.
I know.
Huck, 8 years.
8 years.
Huck, if you're trying to holler at a girl she don't want to talk to, you got to keep asking, man. Right.
Yeah, but
see
you know what?
Happens.
You know what she looks like 8 years later? She don't look like what you were hollering at 8 years prior.
Yeah, but still hit. Still counts.
We are going to – I don't know if it's LeBron. I don't know if it's Beal. I don't know if it's whoever it is. We get one more dude, and I think we're at least top four, maybe top three in the East.
Well, okay, I'm with you. New York, you got to respect the champs.
Respect them.
And they didn't lose – who'd they lose? Mitchell Robinson, that's it?
Yeah,
Mitchell Robinson. Receding hairline, man.
New York, you got to respect. Indiana, Halliburton comes back. Are they better than the Heat? With Giannis and Bam? I don't think so.
I mean, they were in the NBA Finals when he was healthy, and they're better with Ivica Zubac, like at Pascal Siakam. I know that sounds crazy, but that dude is a stud. Like, that team's legit good too, man. If they can stay healthy, that team's
Are they better good. Than the Heat on paper? I go with Giannis and Bam over Halliburton and Siakam.
Me too. I take star power. I take star power in the league. 9 times out of 10.
But like, even the Knicks, you say respect them. Like, it's Brunson and Cat. But then they have Mikal Bridges. We need some more names. We need, what's the name? Little light skinned boy that was shooting. Like, they had dudes take over games late that were ancillary pieces. I don't know if our ancillary pieces are as good as other people's ancillary pieces.
I don't know. I mean, Bobby Portis, that's an ancillary piece.
Bobby.
World champion. Pelle Larsson. We're just going to Pelle Larsson isn't going to take that leap this year that he took last year in his third year in the NBA. And, I mean, we're forgetting about Andrew Wiggins. Well, we're going to forget that Andrew Wiggins is an NBA champion as well.
What about Norman Powell? He's done?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah. Boozy and Powell look out.
Look out for what? Look out to go to Ditka's and eat some steaks.
Are you joking? Norman Powell, Matas Buzelis,
yeah.
Josh Giddey. Yeah. Need I remind you of Tiago Splitter?
They need to go to the bean and look at that dirty river.
No, Hawk's 100% right, man. I am betting the mortgage on Chicago for the first 4 weeks of the season. Just the first 4 weeks of the season.
Josh Giddey will put up more triple doubles the first 4 weeks of the season than any player in the NBA.
The hell with ancillary. You have Bam and Giannis. You can't be in the play-in. You got to be a top six seed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm. No, you don't make this kind of maneuver to do what you've done the last three seasons.
Yes.
You really, in my opinion, I mean, Pat Riley came out with that statement today. You need to be a top four seed. If you got what Pat Riley considers to be one of the top five players in the league, you've got to be top four.
I died too. We all died.
No, I didn't. I think it's just you, Crowder. By the way, I don't know if you guys follow Tobin on social media, but he's been tweeting out Nikola Jovic's stats playing for Serbia over in the European Championships right now. I mean, don't put it past a revitalized Niko Jovic season. I'm just throwing it out there. Throwing it out there for you.
I'm going to find my high school stats and send them to you. You're going to be mesmerized.
Man, they would have loved to have offloaded his contract at every step of this offseason. I hope he has a resurgence, but you know that they tried as hard as they possibly could to offload that contract.
Yeah, but everybody answering heard, Nicole, boom, hang up, boom.
What'd he say? I don't know. I couldn't let him finish.
But the trading, so the Heat can still make maneuvers. I think Cleveland can still make maneuvers. They can still make trades. They can open up cap space for LeBron. I think the Heat can do so as well. So I don't think the Heat are done yet. And maybe that means Andrew Wiggins. Maybe that means Niko Jovic as well. If it means the end game is LeBron James and you have to open up some cap to facilitate it, maybe go land another player to entice LeBron James, I wouldn't say any of that's off the table just yet this week.
Yeah. And somebody told us, Hawk, we were off. Who told us, Alana? They were like, the thought of having the two bigs, he was like, Giannis isn't a back-to-the-basket big man. He's a facilitating top-of-the-key driver. He was like, Bam can go big man. So it's on Spo to figure out a way to use those two guys and not have the shooters to kick it out. So I'm excited, but when he kicks it out, I want somebody that's a shooter to shoot the ball.
Well, again, it goes back to this same conversation where it's like, hey, you can go get Giannis, but you can't assemble an all-star team. That's not possible. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's like, well, okay, you got Giannis, but... And it's like, well, no, you got Giannis. Like, right. That's the answer. You got Giannis. Now, everybody around him should be better now.
But, Hawk, the idea that, oh, they got Giannis, but this year will be like a rebuilding year for the following year with Giannis, to me, is so dumb. Like, I told this to Cuno yesterday on CBS4. You have a finite number of years to compete. Look at the Dolphins. Like, they missed their window. Your window just opened. Like, you can't just assume, oh, year one, you figure it out. No. Year one, you start competing. You try to go get that title.
You ever heard the story of Harry? He was a legend around here. Until one afternoon, he left and never came back. Turns out, Harry went and made himself a website using Squarespace. Used Squarespace domains to buy artisanseatcushions.com. And he built a beautiful site with an online store to sell his artisan seat cushions. Now Harry's sitting on a fortune. And if our Harry can do it, anyone can. Build your business at squarespace.com. Use offer code EVERYTHING for 10% off your website or domain.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We got the LeBron watch. Matter of fact, Brian Windhorst worked down here. It's kind of worked around LeBron, was up there with LeBron and is always kind of covering that side of it. But he's a really good NBA guy, has come out with a lot of stuff. And we're getting daily updates. And they've been all over the board, in fairness. They've been pretty consistent about the Cavs and the Heat are definitely in the running. But they've added some teams, and why not? Listen, Philadelphia makes sense to me. He wants to go to a new team, although I do see all the outsiders really going to get on him, even at the end of his career, which is really amazing to me. That, oh, he's just chasing, he's trying to find the best team that maybe he's one piece away. And, you know, Tom Brady kind of did that with Tampa Bay, and he made sure it was on a really good football team and a great defense. And like, yeah, I would do that too if I was LeBron. I could see LeBron going to Philadelphia. Why not? That thing, even if Embiid misses a lot of the season, looks like a pretty damn good team now. What they've added, and I don't know. I happen to be a big Jaylen Brown fan, but yeah, I could see that as part of it. So anyway, here's what Brian Windhorst had to say yesterday that had to do with the Miami Heat.
No, I think one of the things that is going to come down here, I think that LeBron's going to have to decide, is how much he cares about what people will think if he goes to a team that he's never played for before. Basically, if he chooses somebody besides Cleveland or Miami, because Cleveland and Miami, it's a very clean decision. It makes sense. You know, both of them have cases, both of them he has familiarity with, et cetera. It's a clean decision. Does he want to deal with in his life what the reaction would be if he, you know, went to Philadelphia or Minnesota or Denver or something like that, where it would sort of be a completely new place and he would have to create all kinds of new ties and learn, you know, new routines and also deal with the, you know, people, you know, calling him a ring chaser or what have you. I think that's an extra layer that he's got to grapple with. I think he absolutely could do it. I don't think it's like a reason he would say no, but I do think that, you know, Cleveland and Miami are in their own category because, you know, to this day, he repeats Miami Heat mantras. Like when I listen to him and watch him play and hear him talk and everything, you feel the Miami Heat part of his basketball DNA. And of course, Cleveland, he's been there twice and he's been living there in the off season and things like that. Like that's his home. It's a no brainer. Those two are, I think, simple, clean ways to go about it. If he goes outside of that, it requires just a little bit more complication and probably a little bit more of a Rubicon he's got to leap across. And so that is probably part of it. But when he entered into this process, when he said, I don't want to be a Laker anymore, and that went public, he obviously had an idea of the direction he was going. He didn't go into it blind. He doesn't go into anything blind. He doesn't go into a possession blind. He doesn't leave his feet during a game without having a pretty good idea and what his options are, plan A, plan B, plan C. That's how he's always operated in his whole life. So that's how I assume he's approaching this decision.
All right, that was Brian Windhorst, who ESPN, NBA insider, talking about the LeBron thing. It is amazing as I sit back And I've watched this and been around LeBron, lucky enough to watch that show for 4 years up close and go to all the playoff games, all of them, on the road and at home. It was great. It was a great run. It was a lot of late nights, but it was, you realize it was something special with the big three and what they were able to do. Two championships and four trips to the finals. Ring chaser. So I got to ask everybody, and even the ones may want him down here, you may not. I think he's really good, and he'd add a lot to anybody's team. That's why so many teams are definitely interested in getting him, especially now that everybody agrees he's willing to take a hell of a lot less money at the end of his career finally. Although, he still, if you watch the Rockets series that they won the first round of the playoffs, he's still damn good because he carried them without the other two, the guys who just got big contracts that were injured. Ring chaser. Does anybody really care at age 41 if you're an NBA fan? Like, if he decides he wants to go at the end here to a really good team where he can be a number three guy, start in the lineup, but it's got some young legs with him, can anybody really get mad and go, look at that guy, he's a ring chaser. He's trying to get closer to Michael Jordan in rings. Most people aren't going to change the way they look at LeBron already. I got people in my life that love LeBron, and I got people in my life that cannot stand LeBron. Some of it's political. Some of it, I have no idea. If you just love great players and guys that stand for the right things, that have stayed out of trouble right out of high school, kind of lived up to the hype of being a first overall pick. And it's clearly, whether you like him or not, you cannot debate. He's one of the greatest players of all time. Right there at the top. Right there at the top of the list. And I was like, does he still really care if he sees an article while he's out in L.A. or if he's in Cleveland and a columnist out there says, LeBron James, if you go to a really good team that's loaded, you're a ring chaser. Okay. Yeah. I want to be on a really good team and try to win another championship. How many other guys have joined teams at the end of their careers to do that? Hello, Bill Walton. I mean, a lot of guys. Come on, man. Come on. We can go through a list of guys at the end of their career, still had something to go, but didn't have to be the big dog anymore. Try to get a ring. Enjoy yourself. Hey, nights you don't play, doesn't affect the team. You still win or have a chance to win. And now we got everybody. Now, listen, I do agree. But I think he still gets blasted if he comes to Miami Heat, even though there's not a big three. And everybody's still looking at LeBron here saying where they're still not that big a threat. Yeah, they're a playoff team, but they're not that big a threat with what they have. And, of course, people are going, Giannis can't stay healthy. I got the Giannis can't stay healthy.
Yeah. He's got one option if he doesn't want to get heat from people.
Yeah, just go to Cavs.
Yep.
Go home. Go where you have a nice big home there right now. And go back to your roots.
I don't see him moving back down here and doing the whole thing again. Do you?
Not really. I don't. I'm with you on that.
It'd be great.
I do think he learned a lot down here.
Yeah.
There's no question.
And I know he bonded with Spo and Bam.
And I think he and Spo, he went from bumping Spo and having no respect and didn't want him as his coach to like now goes, damn, I was wrong about that one, which he'll never come out and do the whole, you know, and say all that stuff. Like D-Wade's going, no, dude, this guy's good at what he does. He's good at what he does. Stop. I think he sees it through the All-Star, through the Olympics and national teams and everything else that the Spo has. And I think he sees the stuff that they've done. They've had some really good teams still recently. Anyway, so
L.A. thing is a weird little, you know, part of his career, though, right? Kind of a middling team. I know they won in the bubble, but outside of that, it's kind of a
LeBron? You
know, yeah, it's kind of a mid-level team over there, right?
He's got all the numbers. I mean, here we go. Yeah. He's got all the numbers, and he's got four championships. He just does. He's got one in Cleveland. It's not going away. He's got one in the bubble with L.A. It's not going away. And he's got two down here with D-Wade and Chris Bosh and the Miami Heat. those aren't going away. But it is amazing yesterday when you hit me at the end of the show that the decision was 16 years ago to the day yesterday. I saw everybody having fun with it, and not only with that the decision, but he didn't hit a lot of popularity when he did the got up there, and I was at that thing too. I'd been back from my quick vacation, came back early to be there for the big three and the big ceremony. Matter of fact, I don't know how many people listen right now got the poster. Greatest thing ever given away was that poster of the big three. Actually have a little value to them as well after all these years. And they had them all three up there together with Eric Reed. And of course the famous, not one, not two. I've even tried not three. I don't know what he go to six or seven. I mean, he was, you're going, everybody's getting lathered up. And they kind of threw that together the last second, right, Woody? Wasn't that thing like a couple days later go, hey, make sure you're there
it
today.
Was quick. Yeah, it was all.
And boy,
like,
I'll tell you what, the people were getting there, man. They were getting there and passing out those gorgeous little posters. One of the great giveaways of all time. All the people at every door there were giving away those things. It was fantastic. It was a great day. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
You'll never see something like that again in sports.
No.
Never again.
So anyway, it's going to be, and I want to say this, I don't know what's going to happen with LeBron, but, I hope we haven't given up on DeMar DeRozan. I happen to be a big fan. I know he's a little older in his career, coming off 18 and a half points. Doesn't shoot threes if you haven't watched DeMar DeRozan, but he's a nice player, even at mid thirties, even getting closer to 40 than 30 now. He's got $10 million guaranteed from Sacramento, so I'm guessing it's not going to cost you a ton of money to get him. But he's got a lot of teams interested. I understand that. And by the way, more importantly, he understands that, and he and his agent. But we've made a couple. Isn't it funny? Some of these guys now at the end of their careers, we made runs at them when they were in more of their prime, and we came up short. But he would he'd be a nice little one. Doesn't play a lot of D. Which I don't know, man. I'm going to stop saying that. I stole that from somebody who was talking about DeMar DeRozan out in Sacramento. And I was like, I don't know how many guys really get after it defensively. Bam gets after it defensively. Talk about Giannis being a big athletic guy gets that. How many guys truly like, hey, Davion Mitchell gets a reputation of being a good defender, man. He's scrappy, stays out in front of you, and he makes you earn every dribble.
I think everyone's capable of defending, Joe. I think it's kind of an overrated thing. Like, there are guys that are elite at it, but I think everyone's capable.
I've only seen
guys like James Harden. Like, but the problem is, like, James Harden's not a good athlete.
Well, not now. He's not. He's definitely.
This guy can barely move.
He looks really stiff. Like a statue. Now. Yes, yeah. I agree. You know, it's funny. Not to get on this thing, and I'm running super late here today, like I usually do. Duncan Robinson is the one guy I'll always remember. He went from didn't he score a lot of points in his last game? And then he just, was it a playoffs? And then, I don't know, Spo had a meeting with his coach or something and said, put Duncan at the end of the bench. Remember, he didn't play. He went from, and I think he scored 20-something points, but the defense must have been awful. Must have been awful.
Today is the 16th anniversary of LeBron's decision. We talked about this yesterday. Crowder's going to join us, by the way. He's in New Jersey taping for The Pivot, but he will be with us during this afternoon program at some point, so we anxiously await him. I'm in the studio with Solana and Jimmy. So we mentioned yesterday, today is the 16th anniversary of the decision. I think I say this every year, but it's probably worth repeating because I think everybody thinks about it. And I was shocked yesterday when you said it was the 16th anniversary.
16.
It just doesn't seem like 16 years to me. But when I think back now, so my son was six.
2010.
Crazy. Yeah, we were on. So I've told the story. I was on the Jersey Shore. I was on the boardwalk. In fact, I could tell this to Gelb when he joins us. But we were in Atlantic City. Normally we're on, like, you know, Ocean City or whatever. We're on Atlantic City Boardwalk, which back in 2010 wasn't as bad as it is in 2026. 2026, you'd be taking your life in your hands if you're standing on the Atlantic City Boardwalk. But we were going to play miniature golf, and that decision show on ESPN was scheduled. And so I said to Lori and David, we were with her parents and our nieces. I was like, you guys walk ahead. I'm going to dip into Rainforest Cafe here. There's a Rainforest Cafe right on the Atlantic City boardwalk. I'm going to go over to the bar where they have those awesome bar stools. You know, it's like you're sitting on a zebra. And I'm going to watch. I thought it was going to be 2 minutes.
Right.
And so I go to the bar. What was the schedule? What was the show? 8 p.m. maybe?
Yeah, like at 9 o'clock or 8:30.
So I go there, and they don't have the sound on. They're not as interested in the decision as, you know, those of us who were Heat fans or NBA fans. But they still had it on, you know, on all the TVs at the bar there. And I'm watching, and I'm like, you know, what is going on here? Because I can't hear anything. There's no sound. And I'm like, what? I don't even think Twitter existed back then, did it?
It was in its infancy.
Right? In 2010?
It definitely existed.
It existed?
I created my account in 2009.
Okay. So it was like, I remember like the first time on the Leb Tard show. What were you saying, Jimmy?
Twitter started in 06.
Oh, wow. 06. I remember the first time that we talked about Twitter on the air on the Leb Tard show. Chris Mortensen, the late Chris Mortensen, tweeted, I'm mowing my lawn. And I remember Dan and Stu Gatz and I talking about it, like, is this necessary? Like what are we going to, like, who knew what Twitter was going to become? Right. But it was like, what are we doing here? Why would we need to know that Chris Mortensen is mowing his lawn?
It was like a status update.
It was pretty much like that. It wasn't as vile and disgusting. It's not the hell. It wasn't the hellscape. It literally was like, hey, I'm having lunch. Yeah. I'm mowing the lawn.
That's what like a Facebook update was.
It was like a instantaneous Facebook status update.
I'd be checking
Mark
in.
Hockman is, which is what Facebook was, exactly. You know, be like brushing his teeth, you know, like something silly.
I used to check in to Outback Steakhouse.
Right, right.
On a random Thursday night on Facebook, just because.
So I go into Rainforest Cafe and finally they, you know, make the decision and you realize, like, you know, LeBron James headed to the Miami Heat. There's probably a little crawl at the bottom. And I remember, like, I couldn't believe it. I was program director at 790 The Ticket. So I got on the phone with our imaging guy and, you know, immediately had all these promos recorded for the next day on 790 The Ticket. You know, we welcome LeBron James. We didn't have the rights to the Heat, I don't think, at that point.
You did not.
They were on 610 WIOD.
You end up, 790 ends up getting the rights like a month into that season.
Right. A couple, like the first couple preseason games were played on 610 WIOD. Right.
I thought it was on 940.
Was it 940?
Yeah,
I thought it was
610.
I feel like it was 610. Well, regardless. But we did all the imaging and we were ready to roll. And then I remember watching the party from the arena on ESPN News. They aired it live. I watched it on the Jersey Shore. Like I cannot Crazy. Believe it was 16 years ago.
Crazy.
Cannot believe it.
I remember that's one of those everybody remembers what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Where they watched it. I was at an LA Fitness in Kendall with my brother and his roommate at the time. Hawk, this dude is the biggest Chicago Bulls fan that you would ever meet in your entire life.
And there was some thought that he might go to Chicago.
He is adamant. He's going to Chicago. He's going to team up with Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and they're going to get Carlos Boozer. Right. And this team, he was adamant. And we're at LA Fitness. Everybody in LA Fitness in Kendall, this is a massive gym. Everybody at 8:30 when that thing started, crowded around this one elliptical machine that had the TV that was working and that had ESPN.
So, funny.
So you have dozens of people around one elliptical, and about 15 minutes in, we're like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
so we lived across the street. So the three of us decide, well, I didn't live there. My brother and his roommate lived there. Let's go back home and watch this on our TV. Like, what are we doing here? We drive home, sit down in front
still
of the TV.
Still hasn't made the decision.
Still hasn't made the decision yet. Jim Gray is just
I don't know. Was he filibustering?
Well, I think that they were told like by ESPN, like, hey, this has to be a 30-minute special or a one-hour special, and you can't get to it right off the jump. And because I think, weren't they giving the ad sales to the Boys and Girls Club? Right. Like, that's part of the million or 2 million that was raised.
Right, whatever it is, 30-minute or one-hour TV special, we have spots to fill. Fill the spots, because he made his announcement at 9:28 p.m. on the dot. On the dot at 9:28 p.m.
Jim Gray, professional.
And this is how my brother's roommate reacted. By the way, I have the Facebook memories. I mean, you can imagine. 15-year-old me,
I mean,
the things I was writing on Facebook were just ridiculous. But he cut up his LeBron James Cleveland Cavaliers 23 jersey. I'll show everybody. He cut it right in half with a kitchen knife. I'll never forget it. He is crashing out while my brother and I...
Because he thought he was coming to Chicago.
He thought he was going to Chicago, and he liked LeBron. Remember, this is LeBron James.
Everybody loved LeBron.
Everybody loved
this
LeBron.
This was the first time that there was ever any faction that didn't love LeBron.
And the idea was he's going to stay in Cleveland. Bulls fan thought his name was Rene. Like, I can picture him going, here comes Chicago, and then running upstairs, grabbing his LeBron jersey that he just thought was a cool jersey to have, tearing it in half while my brother and I are going nuts. Pots and pans, like we were ready.
We already thought we had a championship roster with Wade and Bosch. Man, what a day, what a night that was.
I posted on Facebook, I will be watching 41 All-Star games in Section 115 next season.
You weren't wrong. I mean, that's what we were watching, All-Star games.
Crazy, man.
Man, I cannot believe that was 16 years ago.
Might happen again.
I think today's the day. I do, just because it's the anniversary. We talked about this yesterday. But I you know, again, my gut's telling me Cleveland, that it's just you wash away. I have a feeling today. And LeBron, again, I don't think he would ever acknowledge it. And really, how many bad days could he have? He's kind of got the world by the nuts. But I would say 16 years ago today is one of his darker memories. It shouldn't be, but I would probably assume, like, he doesn't love reliving, because he became a villain in an instant, and he had never, ever been cast as a villain.
What does he regret more, though? The TV special in Akron to announce he was leaving Akron?
It was a huge misstep.
Saying, I'm taking my talents to South Beach? Or is it the spectacle that follows? LeBron, Wade, Bosch on a stage in front of thousands of Heat fans, like if they were the Beatles.
I don't think he regrets that as much as what he said, which was right. The not one, not two. But I think he regrets making this huge public announcement in Akron that he's leaving the city.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable misstep, where he thinks they're going to say, God bless you, we're with you on your travels. And they're burning his jerseys in garbage cans all across the city. And Dan Gilbert's coming out with a full-page ad going, yeah, you'll never work in this town again, you know. Wow, 16 years ago. All right, let's do headlines. A lot to get to today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami at a Domino's game, you'll find your abuelito. And when you want a low price, you'll save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
When you think back to that moment, Dan Gilbert puts out that letter that Cleveland will win a title before the self-proclaimed king ever will.
Yeah.
I thought at that moment his time in Cleveland forever was done.
Well, everyone did. I'm sure he did as well.
Unless Dan Gilbert sold that organization. Like, what? When I remember reading that letter from Dan Gilbert, I remember saying, oh my God, he made the best decision in the world. He got out of a place where people don't appreciate him, starting with the owner himself, who took it upon himself to just bash him on the way out. Self-proclaimed king.
I would imagine, and obviously Dan Gilbert had no prior knowledge or he wouldn't have reacted that way, but I would imagine most people in the Cleveland organization figured, oh, it's at the Boys and Girls Club in Akron. He ain't leaving Cleveland there. That's why it was such a huge misstep. Like that, like he wouldn't have, he, 16 years later, he wouldn't do that.
It was a good idea to raise money for kids. It was a bad idea to do it when you were leaving.
You could raise
kids.
Money for kids in a million different ways. You don't have to make them miserable as you're raising the money for them.
Well, according to Shams Charania, this is basically being narrowed down to three teams. That's the way it feels. This was reported yesterday by Shams. The 76ers, or earlier today, excuse me. The 76ers, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and once again, LeBron James, not photoshopped, but in his former number 6 Miami Heat jersey, is everywhere.
It could happen. I wouldn't be like the most, I mean, I'd be shocked, but I wouldn't be unbelievably shocked, like as if he would go to the Orlando Magic. You know what I mean? Like if he announced, yeah, I want one more go round with the Heat, I would get it, man.
The Magic thing is so funny to me, Hawk. Do you remember, you might have been on vacation when you were in Vegas, so you might not have been on the air, but there was like a 48-hour window with the Giannis saga where everybody's talking about the Orlando Magic. Oh, Orlando's new coach has ties to Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's the real spot he's going to go to. And I laughed that off so quickly. Really, Giannis Antetokounmpo wants to leave Milwaukee, where he was the face of that city, to go win a ring and have a franchise build a contender around him. Yeah, I'm going to pick the Orlando Magic. Of all the teams he could have gone to, yeah, I'm going to pick the Orlando Magic, who blew a 3-1 series lead, have never won a title, and are coming off the season where their star player can't shoot and was in a public feud with their head coach at the time. That's the perfect situation for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm watching video right now on Hoop Central of the decision, and then just all these shots of like people crying in Cleveland, people burning his jerseys. Like, I mean, I'm guessing the moment he said, I'm taking my talents to South Beach, it probably hit him that this didn't play the way that I thought it was going to play.
But even he hesitates this fall, man, this is tough. Like, he almost couldn't believe.
Like, wait a second, where am I doing this? Like, what? This may not have been my best idea.
Man, this is tough. As he looks around all the kids.
Yeah.
I'm out. Later.
Yeah, deuces.
That's like announcing a divorce when the kids get home from school.
Well, like, and like assembling them all. And by the way, right. Invite your friends over too. Uh-huh. We're going to have pizza. And you're like, oh, fantastic.
Great.
You're all here. This is great. I'm leaving your lives. Yeah. I have gotten a lot of pizza though.
Right.
And some crazy bread, mm-hmm. and you know, some apple pie pizza, you know, the little dessert pizza. And I'm gonna be gone now, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not coming back. I'm leaving, Mom. And I know you've known me your entire life, but kids, eat up, and I will see you when I see you. I have a big party to get to.
Appreciate you coming out. Appreciate you all being here, but deuces, I am gone. How about this? A couple facts about that season prior to him announcing the decision. So they end up losing in the conference finals to the Boston Celtics. The Cavs that year, Hawk, were the number one seed in the NBA, defeated by the Celtics in game 6. LeBron is coming off his second consecutive MVP award.
He doesn't leave, right, if they win the championship.
He does not leave. Yeah. He does not leave. He might not leave if he got to the finals. That would have been a LeBron James, Kobe Bryant finals because the Celtics end up winning that year.
Was it in Akron or New York? People are saying that the TV studio was in New York.
Oh, I thought it was.
I thought it was in Akron. Yeah, wasn't it at an Akron Boys and Girls Club?
I thought so.
Let me see. Where was LeBron's decision film?
Oh, yeah. Greenwich, Connecticut. Oh, Boys
Greenwich.
And Girls Club in Greenwich, Connecticut.
That's Greenwich.
Well, how's it spelled, Hawk? I know how to spell green, and I know what which is. That's all Greenwich.
Right. Okay. Okie dokie.
Why is it Greenwich? Why is the W silent?
I don't know, but I'm sure you've heard of Greenwich, Connecticut before.
I'm not so certain, man.
And I question whether you've ever heard of Greenwich, Connecticut.
So that's the latest on the LeBron front. Just this Shams report that it's the 76ers, the Cavaliers, and the Miami Heat seem to be the front runners in the race. And then, you know, people are weighing in on backlash once again. If LeBron would perhaps be a bit afraid of some backlash on a certain team that he would go to. I think, you know, the Miami Heat fall into that category. If he's just worried about any backlash, you mentioned it, though. He's got the world by the balls. Does it really matter anymore at this point? But I don't know if that factors into his decision. If I choose Miami again to go play with Giannis, does that once again negatively impact the way people view me around the league?
I don't think so. I don't think he has any fears whatsoever of people thinking, oh, your legacy is ruined. We know who LeBron James is. He is the second best basketball player to ever play the game right after Michael Jordan. There's nothing that he can do to lessen that.
Is that the biggest sports moment, but off the court sports moment of the 21st century? Like when we talk about where were you when this happened? Because we could mention like titles. Barry Bonds, this popped up yesterday on my Twitter feed. Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's all-time record. Like I remember sitting down in front of
records,
my TV.
Right, but records get broken. There's nothing out of the ordinary of records getting broken. Now, some records hold on longer, and it becomes more extraordinary that a record gets broken. This had never happened before. Something like this had never happened before, and really has never happened since.
It's a bit more prevalent people leave in free agency, but like
not
that,
in this fashion.
Prime of your career.
In the only city you've ever played in.
That you're from.
And doing it on live television where there are no leaks. No one knew.
Crazy.
Chris Broussard knew. Who knew? There was a wacky writer. Chris Sheridan knew.
Was it Chris Sheridan?
There was a guy named Chris Sheridan. He's had a lot of issues, but Chris Sheridan.
Yeah, he used to write for CBS. I remember Sheridan Hoops.
I think it was
Hoops.
SI. Yeah, was Sheridan it SI? Hoops. Yeah.
Sheridan Hoops. Yep. The Chris Broussard cut that's really funny
is the percentages, right? Didn't he do percentages?
Well, in 2014, LeBron just kind of announced via SI, I'm coming home. And there's this clip live on SportsCenter. Chris Broussard still working for ESPN. They're live on SportsCenter. And they come back from commercial break. LeBron James going back to Cleveland. And I forget who the anchor was. He's like, well, we have breaking news. LeBron James is going back to Cleveland. And Chris Broussard goes, checks his phone. You can see, he checks his phone. He's like, wait. Yeah, it's confirmed. Like, oh, okay. It was so awkward. Everybody's like, yeah. And he put out, he's like, he looked at his phone. He's like, wait. And he texts and he's like, yeah, it's confirmed. He's going and he's showing everybody his phone. And they're like, yeah, he posted the article.
Right. That's funny.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.